207 years ago, a young Catholic priest named Joseph Moore walked out under a cold starlit night in Mariafar, a picturesque mountain village south of Salzburg, Austria. From the age of 10, all he had known was the tumult of war. Starting in 1803 and for more than a decade, Napoleon's forces ravaged Europe in an effort to bring France's new revolutionary spirit and topple the old regimes. To this day, it stands as one of history's bloodiest wars. In just one campaign, the six-month French invasion of Russia in 1812, over a million soldiers and civilians were killed. That Christmas Eve, Moore sat down at his desk, the candle flickering as he picked up his quill, dipped it in the inkwell, and set down a poem to capture his thoughts. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. His poem of the birth of the holy infant, so tender and mild, sleeping in heavenly peace, echoed with his own relief that he and his village parish would also know peace that Christmas. Luke's story of Jesus' birth, too, starts with the echoes of empires and expansionist rulers, not Napoleon's France, but Augustus's Rome. Rome's far-flung empire and military that held it together was a costly enterprise. Quirinius was assigned to the Roman province of Syria, and the province of Judah was added explicitly for the purpose of a census, a registration, as the text puts it, for the purpose of taxation. The census was coerced and caused deep resentment. It sparked the revolt of Judas of Galilee and the formation of the Zealots, a movement seeking the overthrow of Roman rule. Yet in the mystery of God's purposes, the promise of peace comes not in the form of armed rebellion, but a crying, nursing, newborn child. After he had grown, a core teaching he shared was, unless you become as a child, you shall never enter the reign of heaven. And as you welcome children such as these, you welcome me. And yet the power-hungry forces of this world did not welcome Jesus, nor do they welcome children today. The Reverend Munther Isaac, pastor of Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem, West Bank, built a nativity scene of broken concrete this year. This is what Christmas looks like this year, he said. Children being killed, houses destroyed and families displaced. God is under the rubble in Gaza. This is where we find God right now. One of my favorite Christmas albums is by the Duluth band, Low. We've used their song, Take the Long Way Around the Sea, the past couple of years for the Waffle Church pageant, as we retell the Christmas story from Matthew's gospel. Yeah, I know I'm going to talk about Herod in just a minute. There, jealous King Herod wants the Magi to tell him where the new king has been born so he can eliminate any potential competition for his throne. But an angel comes to the Magi and tells them to return home the long way around the sea, avoiding Herod and his malicious plans. The story ends with Joseph, Mary, and Jesus fleeing to Egypt, becoming migrants seeking asylum and safety in a foreign land. Lo have another song on the album called If You Were Born Today. Its lyrics say, if you were born today, we'd kill you by age 8. Never get a chance to say joy to the world and peace on earth. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Some may say, wow, that's pretty grim. I'd call it a sober analysis. The evidence of hate and violence is all too easy to find. Yet I love Luke's version of the story and the hidden hope it gives. Like all grand narratives, it has flashy characters, the pompous Roman emperor and governor, the shining angel of the Lord and the backup singers, the heavenly host. But the ordinary shepherds are the surprise stars of the story and the ones who give me hope. They freak out as the big angel show appears to them in the sky, but dutifully, they go as they are told and find the Holy Family. The shepherds are deeply moved by this experience and praise God for all they had seen and heard. So what did they do after this cosmic and transformational experience? They go back to their sheep. This, friends, I imagine the shepherds were changed by this experience, perhaps in ways that impacted their whole lives. And yet the way they live out the message of peace on earth and goodwill to all is returning to care for their fields and flocks. Joseph Moore actually wrote 6 verses of his poem, Silent Night, but only 3 are typically sung in the English translation. One of the unsung verses ends, "As a sibling gently embraced, Jesus, all nations on earth, Jesus, all nations on earth." This image of Jesus embracing all nations on earth as a sibling, this image of familial warmth and love, recalls Jesus' own tender words towards Jerusalem, the city literally meaning peace. "O Jerusalem, how I wish to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not." Perhaps that is the beauty and mystery and paradox also of the birth of Christ. It is God's humble embrace of the earth as a child who, through his gentle life of love and peace, sets in motion a new heaven and a new earth. It is true that it was and is today, that message was and is today rejected by many, even many who enact violence in the name of God. Yet we who are one body with this child of love and peace may return to all the versions of our fields and flocks, knowing that we too have glimpsed the hope of a silent night, a holy night for all the earth.